This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our double play, what's going on in our lives, nothing to do with sports, comes your way in just a couple of moments. Want to put a bow on our Jay Gruden discussion. Got it started with Neil Greenberg of the Post, wrote a story that Jay Gruden's getting a lot out of the Redskins considering all of the context working against him this season. We're getting your thoughts on, if you agree with me that you think more highly of Jay than you did at the beginning of this season based on the job he's done. Danny says yes, minimally, but he says yes.
Right, I'm not as bullish.
I feel a lot better. I think he's done a heck of a job. Where are you guys at? Chins in Potomac. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, good, guys. I actually don't think Jay's that good for a couple of reasons. One, I think he's a little player-friendly and he doesn't have authority. And a good example of that is that Jordan Reed gives no effort whatsoever in blocking. How can you have a professional player that doesn't even get to try? I mean, if that was like, let's say, Bill Parcells, there's no way Jordan Reed would get away with that. And the other thing, too, is that if you're a starter with Gruden, it's like the best position to be in because he'll never replace you. You have to be so bad for him to replace you.
Does he not exert effort blocking, or is he a bad blocker?
No, he doesn't exert effort. I mean, if you look at some of the plays and you get the special package on NFL.com, I've looked at a lot of those. He just does not even try. Another thing, too, is that why I think Jay Gruden missed out on a great opportunity, actually, with having Ty Nsekhe at tackle, because he's a much better tackle than LaVal at guard. LaVal has just been such a weak link for so long. And your offensive line is only as good as its worst player. And they really could have done, I think, much better had they actually put in Nsekhe at tackle and, believe it or not, Trent Williams at guard.
Williams,
I know
that's
a little bit unorthodox.
Way unorthodox. You're paying that guy $15 million against the cap to play guard? No, thank you.
But the first part of the call, I think you could take some things out of that. For example, There are certain things to be frustrated about. Like, I'll come in every week that the first-round draft pick of last year doesn't get on the field very often, doesn't get enough targets, doesn't get looks, doesn't get things designed for him, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, I've got gripes. I'm not sitting here saying he's one of the best coaches in football.
Exactly. So that's what I want to make sure people understand. Nobody's sitting here going, he deserves a parade, and we're all very excited that he's here. I would point out a couple things. One, what's the alternative? Because I've done worse. I've seen what worse looks like. It has a flat top and rhymes with Shmim Shmorn. I've seen a guy that wanted to be on the golf course and canceled practice every time it rained. Shmeev Schmurrier. I've done that. I have been down that road before. You could do a lot worse is my point. And that's kind of, it goes back to me, the same argument we have with the quarterback position. Is Jay Gruden killing you? Is he killing this team?
Well,
no.
Not even that.
There are good attributes.
Is he helping or hurting? He's helping.
There's enough. Is he doing what Belichick would do on a weekly basis? No, of course not. But those guys don't get to walk through
so
that door.
So he's not Belichick like Cousins isn't Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So if you want to just fire him and wait to find that next guy, good luck with that.
My question with these things, it's almost like a binary. Can you win with this person? Can you win with Jay Gruden as your head coach? I think the answer is yes. Can you win with Kirk Cousins as your quarterback? The answer is yes. Joe Manassas, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, so I like Jay Gruden. I think he's a great offensive mind, like you guys talked about before. He gets the guys to rally around them. They play hard for him. I just wish, being a Redskin fan, that Jay Gruden had a little John Gruden in him, just a little bit more. I know he's got a little bit of intensity, but I wish that John Gruden intensity would come out in this man. What do you think, Grant?
How would it manifest, Joe? Give me an example of what you mean.
I just think that, like, some of the things about practice, the things that they say, you know, Swearinger came out and said that stuff. I just feel like it needs to be more, like, more discipline as far as that goes. I know they said that he told the guys, called them out for they didn't practice right or whatever, and he did say something about it, but that can't happen. So I want them more leadership and a little bit more intensity coming out that man, but I think he's a great coach and that he's going to take us where we need to be.
I agree with most of that phone call. I mean, here is, I guess, philosophically where a lot of times I don't match up with the idea of, like, swap out this coach and you're great. John Gruden, in his last three seasons with the Bucks was 4-12, 9-7, and 9-7. Okay, so if you tally up just his win-loss record, which is what people always want to do with Jay Gruden, and it's not a good way to do it, he's 22-26 in his last 3 years in Tampa Bay. I'm just picking him because it's the guy that was brought up, right? If he takes over the Redskins right now coaching this team, would they have a better record? I don't think necessarily they would. I don't believe that. I don't think Jay Gruden not only not hurt the team, but I don't think a coach changes a ton with anything other than in-game, 1-4. I think that's when coaches really do their work. I think the prep, obviously, the planning, that's important. Those are things the Redskins have done well. They've come out and played well to start. They've come out on their first 15 script. They're one of the best offenses in the league. He doesn't control the defense. So if John Gruden was their coach, or who's your favorite coach in the league? Other than Belichick, who's in his own world.
I love Sean Payton. I always have.
Okay. If Sean Payton, who, by the way, was sub-500 the last few years in New Orleans.
Absolutely was.
If he's the coach of the Redskins right now with their schedule and their injuries, are they better than 5-4? I don't think they are.
Not maybe they're 5-4 instead of 4-5.
I meant 4-5.
I know what you meant.
Are they better than 4-5? I do not think they are. I think they're pretty much the exact same team.
It's always so tough to quantify. Is the Redskins defense better? I know we're coming off this bad weekend, but by and large, Redskins defense better because they brought in some better players or because Joe Barry's gone? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the bigger thing? I would argue that it's Minuski.
I think Minuski is a better coach than Joe Barry was, yep. And that helps also.
Right.
But if you gave Joe Barry the defense with Jacksonville's defense this year, they're not bad.
They're not bad at all.
They're a really good defense. Mm-hmm. Just like if you gave Greg Minuski the worst defense in the league in last year's Redskins defense, they're a lot closer to last year than they are to this year. It's about players. I've just always felt that way. Some good phone calls on this. Appreciate them. It was a good conversation. We will go blitzing as we always do at noon on Grant and Danny. 12 o'clock hour, we've got some things to choose from. We can get into the FedEx Field issues with teams taking over the stadium. I still want to talk about Greg Olsen irritating the Vikings because he's getting a call a game when he plays them in a couple of weeks, which is a really cool story. And want to get into some contenders and pretenders around the NFL, so we'll be busy. You're listening to The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.